Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host, and I welcome you to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 21 other languages. Thousands tune in each week for spiritual nourishment and blessing. The Bible is the only source of lasting hope. It is God's holy word. You know as well as I do that we can't rely on the words of men because men change. Think of all the unkept promises that people make. Maybe even specific promises that were made to you personally. But you know, God is not like that. He is unchanging. He keeps His promises. His word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The psalmist David said in Psalm 119:89, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." You and I can depend on God's word. Now, because God's word is unchanging and reliable, we share the teaching of His Word with many people around the world in different languages, in both audio and print. And we receive many testimonies of lives that have been transformed by the power of the gospel. Here's a testimony from a listener to our Spanish language broadcasts. He lives in the country of Venezuela. He writes, "Thank you, and may God bless you and take care of you. Each program you air is a blessing. It brings guidance, reflection, and in this difficulty that we are facing in our country, you are very helpful for all of us. I listen to your program on Shine 800 AM from Bonaire." And here's another response. This one is from the country of Peru. "I am thankful for your program because listening to you, I've been getting closer to Jesus Christ." Praise God. That's our goal in all of our programming. To help people like you grow closer to Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you care about every living person. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent Jesus, your only Son, to die in our place, taking the punishment for our sins. And now, Father, I pray for my friend who is listening, that you will bless him or her with a deeper understanding of your word. Help them to find joy and peace with you and with those around them. And bless, too, our study in the Word together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, here's Dr. Yoder with today's teaching, Weighing Evidences.
When I was in high school, our teacher in physics quoted a law of life. "For every action, there is opposite and equal reaction." For every action, there is opposite and equal reaction. For that reason, I can walk, because I have the strength to react against the pull of the Earth's gravity. That's the reason you can walk. Such physical evidences are easily seen once we understand them and accept them. In other areas of life, we're often very slow in admitting or accepting the evidences which are available to us. And we are stubborn, reluctant, sometimes rebellious, to weigh the evidences that are right before us. I want to read now John 9:24-34. "Then again they called the man who was blind and said to him, 'Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner.' He answered and said, 'Whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I do know, that whereas I was blind, now I see.' Then they said to him again, 'What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?' He answered them, 'I've told you already, and ye did not hear. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also desire to be his disciples?' Then they reviled him and said, "You are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this man is from." The man answered and said to them, "Why, this is a marvelous thing, that you do not know where he is from, and he has opened my eyes. Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if a man be a worshipper of God and does his will, he hears him. Since the world began, it was not heard that any man opened the eyes of one who was born blind. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing." They answered and said to him, "You were altogether born in sins, and do you teach us?" And they cast him out. That's what they did. This formerly blind man's experience furnishes us with a certain realities with which we must deal to be able to weigh the evidences. Let me bring them to you. Assurance comes by experience. Empty arguments can never satisfy. What has happened is far more basic. So this man said, "I know one thing. I was blind, but now I see." Do you understand that an improper affirmation can only lead to a false conclusion? You can't start wrong and come out right. You must start right if you expect to come out right. And this man said, "I know one thing. I know that I was blind, and now I see." When you are asking me to enter into the theological discussion of the background, I am not equipped for that. But I can tell you that I was once a blind man, and now I can see. I am telling you, my friend, that assurance comes by experience. What you have experienced, nobody can deny. But there is a second reality. Ignorance may come by evasion. That is, to avoid what has been told. They ask him, "Please report and please repeat." Perhaps there is a flaw in the first report. But when the man came through and said exactly what had happened, in fact, he would not even tell them. He said, "I told you once before, and you wouldn't hear. Why do you want me to repeat it?" You see, he had told the truth. He said exactly what had happened. Jesus took clay and anointed his eyes and sent him to the pool of Siloam to wash. And he went and washed and came seeing. But they were trying to cross-examine him, you see, and put him into a position where he would say something else than what he had said before. I was really interested in how he came about this way. He said, "Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also desire to be his disciple?" Aha! So he gave himself away, and they caught him immediately and began to revile him. Humiliate him. Now, ignorance sometimes does that, to humiliate the opponent, to revile the opposition, and to assert a superiority. But they were not open to the truth. They would not open their minds to what the man said. They closed their minds. You see, willful ignorance is never the mark of intelligence. Say, I'll run that past again. Willful ignorance is never the mark of intelligence. But there's a third reality. Certainty comes by admitting the effect. What is done bears its own testimony. The opening of blind eyes is not a sinner's work. That, certainly, everybody ought to be able to acknowledge. This was a bona fide miracle performed by Jesus of Nazareth. These men, who were accusing the blind man of being a disciple of Jesus, would not admit what had happened. They kept insisting that whoever performed that miracle, because it was done on the Sabbath day, must of necessity be a sinner. But the man began to lecture to these who were supposed to know. He said, "This is a marvelous thing, that you do not know where he is from, and yet he has opened my eyes." We know, he said, that God does not hear sinners, and this man has opened my eyes. Surely, the effect must be convincing. Certainty comes by admitting the effect. What can be seen? The effects must be accepted if truth is to be attained. You can't simply close your mind to what is clearly evident. I urge you to be sure to weigh the evidence. Here are the realities that will help you to weigh the evidence. Assurance comes by experience. Ignorance may come by evasion, not being willing to face up to it. Certainty comes by admitting the effect. So I urge you, do not close your mind. Keep your mind open to the truth. O Lord God of heaven and earth, we thank thee that with thee dwelleth wisdom, divine wisdom. We are asking in the precious name of Jesus that we may have that kind of wisdom imparted unto us, that we might be able to weigh the evidence. I pray this especially for my friend who is listening in his radio. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for reminding us that when we see things happening around us, we must ask questions and weigh the evidence carefully. Because things are not always what they seem to be at the first glance. But when the information is confirmed and the facts are established, then we must be willing to accept the conclusions. My friend, was this teaching helpful for you? If so, you can request a copy of it either on an audio CD or in a printed manuscript. Just ask for it by the title, Weighing Evidences. You can send your request to us by email using this address, mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Weighing Evidences. It's available in print or on an audio CD. We'd be happy to send one to you. Once again, the quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3. Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Weighing Evidences. It's available in print or on an audio CD. We'd be happy to send one to you. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Thousands are logging onto the site for spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them and be blessed too. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study in the Gospel of John. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.